the expression from the music inspired me so much to take risks, and it inspired damn near the whole rap game.
Hello again, I'm Adam Ons. You may know me as the host of The Opus, and now I'm bringing my own show, The Spark Parade, to the Consequence Podcast Network. I speak with artists and creatives about the cultural artifacts that spark their personal interest and creativity, whether it's music, books, movies, video games, or any other kind of art.
I've never spoke about it in this amount of detail. I'm suddenly going, oh my God, I'm blowing my own mind here, Christ. It's actually a giant part of my life.
By talking about the things we love, we share and discover insights into our personality and the things that drive us.
It's just magic, really. I mean, frustrating. And it makes some people angry, but I don't think anyone's ever done anything like it.
I speak with people like Connor Roberts, Phoenix's Thomas Mars, Chris Gethard, Helen Hong, Adrian Young, and more, so their sparks of inspiration can start a fire in you.
I'm grateful for those who continue to put our history and who we are as a people in the forefront and make you see it.
Find the Spark Parade wherever you get your podcasts.
Consequence Podcast Network.
Hey everybody, it's Barry from the What Podcast.
Hey, it's Russ.
Hey, it's Brian, and we are giving away two tickets to Bonnaroo 2024. These are GA Plus, and they include camping. Russ, how do people get qualified?
We want to hear your top artists to play on the Bonnaroo 2024 lineup.
Call 423-667-7877 and tell us who we should check out. It's the What Podcast. Thanks. Hey everybody, welcome back to the What Podcast. I'm Barry Corder. You will notice that missing this week are Brad and Lord Taco. Brad is, of course, busy out running around who knows where with his new best friend Bill Murray. And Lord Taco is, I'm sure, somewhere, probably on his bus, on Twitch, saving yet another blue-haired princess. This is sort of the in-between time, or the downtime, or the quiet time, whatever you want to call it in the festival season. There are fall festivals going on, of course, but most of the big ones are over for 2022, and they will gear back up sometime in December, January, February, when they announce lineups, and we will be there for that. But until then, we thought it might be fun to go back and maybe put together some short shows, much shorter shows, from clips of our earlier shows. We've been doing this now since 2018, if you can believe it. Today, for example, I've got two clips from Ashley Capps. He's the AC and AC Entertainment, and he's the co-founder of the Bonnaroo Music and Arts Festival. He joined Brad and I back, like I said, in 2018. This first clip, he discusses the importance, what we think is the importance of Bonnaroo when it came on to online in 2022. And then he talks about everybody's number one artist ever at the Bonnaroo Festival. It's really Paul McCartney number one, and then everybody else number two. It was such an incredible experience for everybody that was there, including, you know, Ashley, who, like Brad and I, but on a larger scale maybe, does this for a living. It was an important show for him as well. So we hope to do a few of these mini What podcasts, like I said, in the between time as we get ready for lineup announcement coming up in the beginning of season 6. Incredible to think about. We hope you'll go hit that subscribe button. We hope you'll share. We hope you will tell your friends. And we hope, even more importantly, to see you on the farm next summer. Thanks again for listening. Here's Ashley Capps.
So let's get to it. Ashley Capps, the subject of today's The What Podcast.
First of all, thank you. But I want to take you back a couple of years to actually Forecastle. I don't know if you remember, but I introduced you to Brad in the bourbon tent.
Oh, I'm sure this is going to go well.
And, and first of all...
You expect me to remember this?
No,
right?
But I'm going to ask Brad.
Is that what you just said?
I'm going to ask Brad if he remembers what he said to you, and then I'm going to say your reaction was to look at me like, "Do we need to call security?" Which is a perfectly legit
I have no earthly clue what I might
have
said.
Okay, well, it's important. It's relevant. Okay. You said to him, you know, hello, and then you thanked him. You thanked Ashley for saving music.
I actually believe in this. Yes.
Yes.
I've had this argument with people before. I think that Bonnaroo and the festival culture saved not only live music, but it transformed the entire industry.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's quite a thought.
It's a little over the top, but I don't disagree.
I do for a living.
I don't disagree with him because I remember, and this is where I wanted to start with you, Ashley, is I remember thinking after about the second one that this is why I got into writing about music in the first place. It re-energized me, and I think that was Brad's point. Do you hear that ever from anywhere else, Ashley, and what are your thoughts on that?
I think I hear that in, expressed in different ways, and I've never thought of it in quite those terms, but I think in some ways it's true for me as well, because in those days, I think we were, as a promoter, as a concert promoter, and as a music fan, I think it was a moment where we were kind of looking for a way forward, and trying to break the mold of the standard concert presentation that was going on, and looking for new ways to engage people socially and also to excite people, I think, by presenting the music in a really exciting way and in a context that connected it to a greater whole. And so I think all of those things were, we would never have stated it that way at the time. You know, this is kind of something you think about in retrospect. You know, I think it's an interesting thought because it did transform people's experience of music in certain ways, at least here in the United States. Obviously, that culture had been alive and well in Europe for decades.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Hey, everybody, it's Barry from the What Podcast.
Hey, it's Russ.
Hey, it's Brian, and we are giving away two tickets to Bonnaroo 2024. These are GA+, and they include camping. Russ, how do people get qualified?
We want to hear your top artists to play on the Bonnaroo 2024 lineup.
Call 423-667-7877 and tell us who we should check out. It's the What Podcast. Thanks.
One of the reasons we wanted to talk to you, a couple of reasons, obviously your actual job, you also are a fan. I see you there every day and your chakas and your list, your program, whatever, and you're heading out to see a show.
Well, apparently not if there's a bourbon tent.
Well, that was Forecastle. He was on his way, but I wanted to ask you about...
I thought the bourbon tent at Forecastle was one of the headliners.
Yeah, it is, honestly.
It's awesome. There's a couple of things. I saw you last year at Angelique Kidjo, probably, I don't know, a couple hundred people. But the McCartney thing, you and I spoke the next day for quite a while. And that was such a moment for so many people. But I remember hearing from you that was, as a fan... Just like for me, that was a huge moment. Those types of things that can happen at Bonnaroo, the big and the small.
Absolutely. You know, to me, scale is not necessarily a factor. It's that ability of an artist to connect with you as a member of the audience. You know, Angelique Kidjo is an amazing performer. And that was, I had been hoping to present her at Bonnaroo for years, so it was wonderful to be able to finally do it, and that was such a great show. At the same time, even though he was in front of a huge audience, Paul McCartney had this just extraordinary gift to make you feel like he was just playing for you and your friends.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, there was such a, in spite of the scale of the whole experience, it was very intimate. You know, in a way that it kind of sounds crazy.
Consequence Podcast Network.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Swimsuit? Check. Sunscreen? Check. Phone charger? Check. Don't forget to pack the 5-Hour Energy. It fits great in a pocket or carry-on, and the alert feeling will help you arrive ready for anything. Now get 20% off when you use code 5HETRAVEL at 5HourEnergy.com. Expires April 30th. One-time use only. Not valid with other discounts. Remember, visit 5HourEnergy.com and use code 5HETRAVEL to save 20%.